This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Now's a good time of the year to download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. You can get 3 free days of BetQL access when you download that app. We're joined by Evan Washburn from CBS Sports, reporter and host. He was in Pittsburgh for the NCAA tournament, first and second rounds. What's up, Evan? How are you?
I'm doing all right, fellas. Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you, man. So you bore witness to the upset Oakland, number 14 seed, over the number 3 seed Kentucky Wildcats. Second first-round loss in the last 3 NCAA tournaments for Kentucky. It's been nearly a decade since their last Final Four appearance. The heat is coming down on John Calipari. What was that like being up close and personal with that, and what do you think the fallout is for Calipari?
It was wild, man. This was tournament number 9 for me, and I've seen a couple cool things, like a Jordan Poole basic half-quarter to beat Houston in round 2 a while back, and this was the best because it was the stage, the team in Kentucky, their fan base, the atmosphere, and then a team in Oakland who were – like out of a sports movie with their coach and him being the longest tenured guy. He has a wild run. And then obviously Golkey catches fire from 3. So it was unbelievable. It was kind of everything you want from a March Madness experience. And then, yeah, there's the Calipari layer to this and everybody kind of coming down on him and just how he handles things, talking to him in the locker room post game. So it's kind of why you do this type of experience.
Yeah, Evan, what do you think? Like, how do you think it plays out? One, I mean, is he going to adapt at all? It doesn't seem like the way he puts together dream teams for 1 year is really a formula that works in March anymore, right? I don't know.
Push back on that. I mean, the transfer portal is a one-year deal, so he can do it. He did it the year before in some ways. He had his oldest team the season prior because he went to the transfer portal, and that didn't work out. So I wouldn't say that Calipari isn't adaptable, and I think basically he started the adaptation of one and done, and then everyone followed. And now he may have to embrace this new version. I think it's probably deeper than that. It comes down to how do you build chemistry, culture is a buzzword. How do you do it in what ends up being a very transient situation in college basketball? And I think that's the challenge that he's going to have to face, the decision he's going to have to make, and that's really what coaches across the sport are having to figure out.
And the Jack Golkey thing is just crazy.
It was unreal.
Wasn't it? And, I mean, and you know what? Kentucky statistically did struggle against guarding the 3 during the regular season. They weren't very good at it. But, you know, to be fair, Golkey was just in one of those zones. I mean, he had guys in his face. He hit a bank shot 3 from 25 feet. But the fact that he was able to do that was just crazy to watch. And then all of a sudden he's getting NIL deals after the fact because he was kind of the talk of the tournament for that night. It's kind of crazy.
He was the face of week 1 of the tournament. It was so fun to see it, to get to know the kid a little bit. I mean, kid, he's 24. He's not that much younger than I am.
Right.
And that, again, that's what makes March great. The thing that I would say that was interesting, now granted, I think he was a little tired on Saturday because of what he had to expend in the Kentucky game and then what his life was like for the next 48 hours. Look, he had six threes. He still had an impact in the game. But what you saw with how NC State defended him kind of goes to our previous conversation. You had Morsell, who was a little-known guard, but a grad senior, a transfer on NC State, basically match up with him all game and did an unbelievable job, made everything difficult. So that's a fifth-year senior guarding Golkey, as opposed to much of the Kentucky game where he was exposing Reed Shepard and some young guys that, again, incredibly talented, good defenders, but didn't know how to guard a guy that can shoot the ball like he could.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing, by the way, too, Evan. I'm sure you've seen it. The Golkey shot chart for the 23-24 season.
I saw it at dinner on Saturday night on the internet and texted it to our producer at the table and was like, we have to figure out a way, or he basically was, we have to figure out a way to make this work for our game broadcast, which we did. And it's visually, it's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, 347 3-point attempts, 8 2-point attempts.
Right. I don't think we'll ever see that again.
Stunning.
Well, I don't know if you guys caught it. I mentioned it on the broadcast, and we did a couple times. He doesn't shoot layups and layup lines. He doesn't do layups.
So crazy.
I mean, I'm sure he has at times,
right.
But
just
as
crazy.
We watched him during pregame, he pulls up for three when everybody else takes a layup in warm-up.
I mean, if there was a 2-on-1 and, you know, he's one of the guys for Oakland, is he going to stop and just pull up, or is he going to the hoop?
It's a great question.
You know,
I don't
I mean?
Know if we were presented with it. I would lean towards he would pull up.
He would probably just stop, right? I mean, based on the
absolutely.
Stats. I mean, he was 6-for-17 in the NC State loss, and all 17 were threes. I mean, that's just crazy. All right, so let's just talk about NC State now. Unbelievable run in the ACC tournament. You know, they obviously weren't getting in the tournament without winning that. They win 5 games in 5 days. Then they just kind of get hot. You know, this happens. We've seen it before. It happens pretty much every year with the team. DJ Horn at guard, really good player. DJ Burns down low, tough to guard because he's just so big and a lot of teams double and triple him. And then he just kicks it out. So if NC State's shooting the ball pretty well, you know, they could be very difficult. So just kind of give us your take on NC State. And now they're playing, now it gets real, right? Because they're going to play Marquette. And Marquette can get up and down the floor with an unbelievable point guard. So it'll be interesting to see how they play him. But just talk about the DJs and how they played in the first couple games.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we hadn't had Oakland, they would have been the story, at least from our site, because to win 5 in 5 days and then to come in and win 2 in 3 days and just be the more energized team, to be better in second halves is incredible. And what Kevin Keats has done and his staff, and credit the players too, is they've captured something and they feel connected. This is a group, again, how we started this thing, that was completely a roster turned over. And so it was a lot of folks trying to figure themselves out throughout the season. And then they figured it out at the perfect time. I think it all starts with DJ Burns. He's just such a matchup nightmare because of, yes, his size, but his ability. Most big men can't see the floor the way he does. He's a better passer, I would say, than he is a finisher. And he's incredible as a finisher. He has footwork like Elijah Wan. He makes some baskets that you have no business making. I mean, it's like that nightmare guy at the Y who can just kind of hook over his shoulder. So how you guard him is basically going to be the entire focus of this game. And I think while Oakland had the magical run and Golkey, I mean, NC State still has dudes. I mean, they're still an ACC team that's now playing with confidence, and they have a difference maker player and burn. So I think they're, while I would agree Marquette's going to be a much more challenging game than they've maybe faced this past week, I think what they did in the ACC tournament gives them a blueprint of how they could deal with Marquette.
And Burns, he's played a lot of college basketball, but he didn't start out at NC State. Did he come from Winthrop? He came from a smaller school.
He was, he was a big time recruit. He was the number 3 recruit in South Carolina when Zion was 1, and then he went to Tennessee redshirted. That didn't work out. And then, he went to Winthrop. They had actually been the team that offered him a scholarship in 8th grade when he was playing football, he was telling me he played football up and through eighth grade. Uh-huh. The second he got that scholarship offer to Winthrop, which he didn't end up using until he transferred, he made the focus basketball. He's a great guy, good personality, kind of. I mean, obviously everybody's in love with his game because right. it's visually a bit different than most. But he'll be a character here in the second week for sure.
All right, so you're going to Detroit, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Well, you got two good ones. You got Purdue and the Zags, 7:39 tip on Friday. And then you've got Creighton and Tennessee. That's the one game that I really want to see out of all the matchups. If I could rank them, Creighton, Tennessee, to me, is really the one I want to see. Now, it's on a little late for me, Evan, 10-10.
Yeah, me too, man. This has not meshed well with my current lifestyle. I mean, we didn't get done Thursday done on the air until a little before midnight, and then Saturday because of that double OT game. And we literally got off the air. I was doing the interview with Creighton dudes, Shireman and Ashworth, and they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna enjoy this tonight." And I'm like, "Nah, man, it's this morning. You're enjoying it."
Right. Exactly. All right, but start with Gonzaga Purdue. It seems like Purdue kind of just has this different mindset than they have the last couple years because, you know, obviously they lost to St. Peter's and then they lost to FDU, the 16. But their guards, I think, and I've kind of been saying this for a few weeks, their guards, I think, are just more mature and they're playing better in big spots. But Gonzaga goes to the Sweet 16 every single year and they got bigs. So maybe they can handle Edie a little differently than some of these other teams. But I don't know. I like Purdue in the game, but this is going to be a very good matchup.
So this is funny, and I'll do it with you guys. I've done it a couple times, but your breakdown there is better than I could do right now. I have no idea about these two teams or Tennessee because I was obviously in Pittsburgh,
right?
And then you get home Sunday. You know, I don't watch any of the other games, really. I mean, they're on in the background. Mm-hmm. Our off days, you either sleep, you prep, or you go meet with the teams that are still advancing. So it's like you do your own tournament in your sight, and then you spend the next week getting – and hopefully, which we do get, we got Creighton to join us in Detroit. So mm-hmm. that'll help. But I always feel like – and we all have to do this. You guys, I'm sure, do it too – where I would just basically say what you just say and then make sure I say Zach Edey a few times if I was to break down this game. And then I'd say Dalton Connects for Tennessee and just how he's a difference maker and he's dynamic and he's going to be a challenging cover. So because I respect you guys, I feel like I'm just going to be honest and say that I can't really break down the two games yet.
Yeah,
if you want to talk on Wednesday, I might be in a better spot.
But Evan's going to be tough. I mean, it's tough to break down Purdue and Gonzaga because neither one's really been tested. I mean, they've just been blowing out their first two opponents. So it's hard to kind of get a read on what it's going to look like when they're matched up together, in my opinion.
No, I think that's fair. And I think that the stress – well, I think Purdue's living with it based off of previous results, and I think the Final Four is the real hurdle that has to be cleared. But mm-hmm. I think some of that stress is relieved a little bit, and now it becomes more of a tournament of like, okay, this is what we're used to. Those first couple rounds, I mean, even talking to Creighton about it, I mean, based off of where their program is now and where they were a year ago, a possession away from the Elite Eight, depending on how you look at that call in the San Diego State game, all they were thinking about is getting back to that spot. And to do it, you're going to have to go through these stressful games against teams that you should beat in a really odd environment.
All right, so you mentioned Connect, and I'm sure you'll probably talk to him during the week, but mm-hmm. it's just another crazy story with him too because he wasn't highly recruited. He played point guard in high school, all right? So that's why he's got such a good handle. And then he grew, and then he goes to Northern Colorado. No one wanted to give him a scholarship. He goes to Northern Colorado, his home state, and he was good there. But then I don't know how Barnes found him at Tennessee, but, man, he's just a baller, and now he could be a top five pick. And he is a difference maker, like you said. He's athletically, he's really good. He can shoot it with guys in his face. He plays above the rim sometimes. I mean, he's really fun to watch.
It's so cool. The game's changed in terms of how you get from point A to point B. Now, you're still going to have the A-listers out of high school. But, I mean, even watching Oakland play, and they've got the kid Trey Townsend, who's their best player, as much as Golkey became the star. Trey Townsend's he's going to go somewhere most likely next year and make a whole lot of money.
Right.
So Dalton would fall into that category. There's this new layer to the team building process, the recruiting process. I mean, if you're a young kid right now, whether you're in middle school or high school and you have dreams of playing at a big time school.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your dream doesn't end if it doesn't happen when you're a senior in high school or even a junior when you start to realize, oh man, I'm not getting looks. It's if you have the mentality necessary, you can go. Kind of build it out for year one and two. Now, what's going to be interesting is now we lose the COVID year.
Right.
And I think that gave such a buffer for kids to it, before it was, all right, you get a redshirt year and then it's four. You got to figure it out. Mm-hmm. The COVID year gave everyone this added year. So, I mean, you could really figure it out and then still have two or three years left once it clicks for you physically or in terms of your game. So that will go out the window here, I think, after this year.
Evan, try to catch your breath, pack your bags, and head to Detroit. And we'll look forward to seeing you on TV this weekend.
Well, we'll be watching you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, all right, take care.
Too. That's Evan Washburn, CBS Sports reporter and host. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Evan Washburn. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll get into EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.